Chapter 9. Edmund gave Valentine a pill to fake her own death. When Madame de Villefort came back into Valentine's room, she found that Valentine was dead. Madame de Villefort emptied the glass of poison into the fire. When the body was found later that day, Madame de Villefort fainted because the glass of poison had been refilled. Maximilian went to fetch Abbe Busoni so that he could pray over her body. When Edmund went to pray over Valentine, he told Noirtier that she was not dead and that Madame de Villefort was trying to kill her. Danglars had no money left and planned to run away to escape all the people he owed money to. The next day, Valentine's funeral was held. Maximilian was very upset. He told Edmund, "I'm going to kill myself," he said. Edmund took Maximilian to his sister's house. "I have something to tell you. My real name is Edmund Dantès. Your father was right. I saved you all from ruin. If you still want to kill yourself in a month, I will help you," Edmund told Maximilian. After Valentine's funeral, Madame Danglars discovered that Danglars had run away and left a note that he was out of money. Madame Danglars rushed to Lucien to tell him what she found. She expected him to speak lovingly to her. Instead, he handed over half of the money they had made from their stocks. "I don't want anything more to do with you," Lucien told her. Bertuccio went to visit Benedetto in prison. Benedetto still believed that the Count of Monte Cristo was his father. Bertuccio laughed and told him the story about who his parents were. Villefort was busy working on the case against Benedetto when his wife came to see him. He told her, "I know that you killed 3 people and tried to kill Noirtier. I won't let you hang. You will poison yourself like you poisoned my family. If you haven't done this by the time I get home from court, I will have you arrested." During Benedetto's trial, he stood up in the court and told everyone the story about who his parents were and what happened on the night he was born. He told them what Bertuccio did and how they raised him. The court asked for proof, but Villefort told them that it was true. On his way home, Villefort felt guilty about telling his wife to kill herself. He hoped that he would find that she was still alive. "We will run away from France together," he thought. When he got home, he found he was too late. Madame de Villefort had killed herself and their son Edward. She left a note that said, "I will not let my son live without me." Villefort went to tell his father everything that had happened. He found Noirtier was there with Abbe Busoni. "My wife, son, and daughter are all dead," he told them. "Your daughter isn't really dead," Edmund said. "Who are you? I don't think you are a priest," Villefort said. "My name is Edmund Dantès. Do you remember me?" Edmund said. But Villefort couldn't reply. He had lost his mind. Edmund left Noirtier and Villefort. He went to see Maximilian. The two men decided to leave Paris. My revenge is complete, Edmund said.